The EC says it will consider a mop-up exercise in some parts of the country, circulating data from all regions by Thursday. The acting PRO of the Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the decision will be taken after meeting all regional directors of the Commission on the data they present. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere on our Current Affairs program, Behind the News.
We are asking that regions should submit reports, so they will present their reports and indicate areas where it is necessary for us to have more power. You know, they monitor the exercise and they know which places still have people to register, because probably in the course of the 40 days, equipment breakdown did not permit. So that is what we're going to look at, and then we will strategize on how best to do the mop-up so that every eligible Ghanaian will have the chance to put his name on the voters' roll.
So it means there is the likelihood of a mop-up?
There is the likelihood of a mop-up, but it's not going to be on a wholesale basis. We're going to look at those areas that actually need the mop-up.
Acting PRO of the EC, Christian Owusu-Pari. Meanwhile, both the NDC and NPPC, they're satisfied with the way the EC conducted the biometric registration. General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, told Radio Ghana that the media only exaggerated the pockets of violence during the registration process. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
It is a wrong impression being created by other parties, particularly MPP, that this registration process has been the most violent in the history of this country. In fact, it is out of press overbloating of some few incidences in Accra and Kumasi. Generally, I have traversed the length and breadth of the country during the exercise, and I can say without any fear of contradiction that this has been one of the most peaceful registration exercises. It is the press that has been manipulated to create an impression that the whole nation has been on fire during this registration process because of one or two pockets of violence that happened in Accra.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, for his part, the General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Owusu-Fiyie, said though the exercise is successful, the frequent breakdown of machines during the first to the third rounds of the registration posed some challenges.
This exercise began with a lot of apprehension from Ghanaians, especially so when Ghanaians have lost trust with this government. And therefore, anything that the NDC government had a hand in, people were apprehensive and skeptical as to whether or not it was going to last the test of time. And so when the exercise began, a lot of people rushed to be registered. And so the first 10 days saw, a very large number of persons who have thronged to register in those particular areas where the exercise has been undertaken. But that is not to say that we did not have challenges when the exercise began, starting from the breakdown of the computers, battery failures, a myriad of challenges.
Yeah. Your colleague in the NDC is saying that it appears to be a general problem that you should be considering at IPAC.
Yes, he hasn't finished. But, by and large, after the first 10 days, we would have thought that the lessons learned from the first 10 days would have been taken on board so that we would not see a repetition in the 10 days that followed it.
General Secretary of the NPP, Kwejo Owusu-Fiyie.